Greetings and welcome our loving viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're in Europe, the Middle East, or Northern Africa, it's convenient to tune into Supreme Master Television via Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. Starting November 16, Supreme Master Television will reach more households via 10 additional satellite platforms around the world. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. And the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online worldwide at www.suprememastertv.com.
Today, November 14th, is the birth date of Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales. Prince Charles is dedicated to humanitarian work, having established the Prince's Trust and other non-profit organizations. He is also deeply committed to organic farming and to a sustainable planet. On this joyous occasion, we would like to wish Your Royal Highness a happy and wonderful birthday.
We also would like to extend birthday wishes to Dr. Boutros-Ghali, former Secretary General of the United Nations, French former Prime Minister Dr. Dominique de Villepin, United States Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, American television producer Sherwood Schwartz, American astronaut Fred Wallace Hayes Jr., Greek musician and composer Yanni, American software author and philanthropist Peter Norton, Chinese filmmaker Zhang Yimou, American singer and songwriter Stephen Bishop, German actress Mavi Horbiger, and many others who are sharing this special birthday. Thank you for all you've contributed to the world. May God's blessings shower on you for many happy and beautiful years to come.
In just 2 days, Supreme Master Television will go global via 10 additional satellite platforms. In celebration of this historic event, which will occur this coming Friday on November 16th, today, let us welcome an eminent and beloved composer and conductor, Mr. Bill Conti.
Bill Conti's compositions are well known throughout the world. His recordings have sold over 8 million copies. He has scored music for over 100 films, including the Oscar-winning film Rocky, the Karate Kid movies, James Bond, For Your Eyes Only, Private Benjamin, The Adventures of Huck Finn, and The Thomas Crown Affair. He is an Oscar winner for Best Original Score for The Right Stuff in 1983. In addition, he received 2 Oscar nominations for Best Original Song for Your Eyes Only and Gonna Fly Now. For his work in television, Mr. Bill Conti has been the recipient of 11 Emmy nominations and 4 Emmy Awards. He has been the musical director of the Academy Awards 18 times.
Mr. Conti has been honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his innumerable contributions and achievements in music. His alma mater, the prestigious Juilliard School of Music in New York, presented him with an honorary doctoral degree. In fact, the accomplishments of Dr. Bill Conti are so many that it would not be easy to list them all.
Bill Conti was a key part of the One World of Peace Through Music Benefit Concert, hosted by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. The event held at the world-famous Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles in 1998. On this occasion, he graciously conducted a 60-piece orchestra, performing his well-known scores for movies. He also performed on piano I Will Forever Love You, a song composed by Supreme Master Ching Hai, which he had arranged especially for the occasion.
It is our great honor to have Mr. Bill Conti in the studio to talk with us about the upcoming global launch and the positive programming of Supreme Master Television.
As you know, we have Supreme Master Television now going global, going to be in 10 additional satellites worldwide, so we're going to be in every country in the world on satellite and streaming live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the internet. Tell us your feelings about creating positive programming.
Positive programming, to be good, we have to realize the good that's in us and bring it out. We have to want the good, we have to suppress the bad. It's not an equal opportunity anything. No, I have to think about doing the good. I want to do the good. And people that put together good programming, the programmers have to say, no, they want the good. They prefer the good to the bad. No, I don't know if you both at all. There's only the good. Am I ignoring the bad? Yes. I'm totally ignoring the bad. A piece of programming that's going to go on the air. This will get a lot of people. So good programming is hard, but I think you're kind of obligated to do it. So we implore anyone who does any programming. Hi, this is Bill Conti. Welcome to Supreme Master Television and this whole global network that has begun and flourished. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Bill Conti, for giving us your precious time and best wishes. May God bless you immensely for bringing joy across the globe with your beautiful music. May you and your loved one be blessed with good health and great happiness.
In today's news, Russia and Japan seek further harmonious relations. In solar power news, the use of solar panels will double in 2008. In education news, 600 Panamanians earn literacy certificates. In animal welfare news, Formosa or Taiwan and China join together to protect a rare bird. In community news, Mama Maoa creates beautiful parks in Yeri. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Flying News. Supreme Master Ching Hai's books continue to top the charts on an international scale, ranking first, second, and third bestsellers on the major international online bookstore Kingston.com.tw. The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life have delighted the hearts of book lovers in Formosa. The public continues with its enthusiastic response to these books that depict the true wonderful nature of birds and dogs. On the other side of the globe, in the United States, Supreme Master Ching Hai is likewise gaining much recognition as a best-selling author. The Birds in My Life ranked number one bestseller for the general category of all books with the world's largest online bookstore, Amazon.com. Target Store, America's third largest retail giant, is also offering customers this beautiful book on their online website at Target.com. The welcoming description on the Target site reads as follows.
In this beautifully illustrated book, Master Ching Hai lovingly writes about each one of her feathered friends' unique biographies, complemented by lifelike photographs and captions filled with amusing telepathic exchanges between master and bird. as one views these colorful, vibrant beings among the trees and flowers, singing their love for God. One feels a soulful retreat from the daily grind of the urban jungle. Simply opening this book of Master Qinghai instantly brings forth a magical forest animated with birds and flowers. 23 beautifully feathered beings, frequently seen nestling in the Master's arms, brings her endless joy. She is often moved by their words and actions, and is greatly inspired by them as well. Master Qinghai pleasantly surprises the reader by revealing that inside these God's creations are very highly developed souls whose love know no boundaries. Each bird comes with an inimitable life history and possesses its very own personality. Some of them have had sad pasts, making one's heart ache. Nevertheless, their funny antics will surely entertain and put smiles on faces, just the way they do their beloved mom. Supreme Master Qinghai demonstrates in this work of love the tenderest love a human can have for other creatures. Moreover, she shows how deeply animals can feel, and that when one peers into their emotions, a wide spectrum of feelings emerge. Supreme Master Qinghai says, "I wish we could all understand others like birds and treat them as we would ourselves. Their companions and friends mean a lot to them, sometimes as much as life itself. Their loyalty is so incredible. They suffer loss and sorrow, much like we do. All who have birds should consider their feelings and have respect for their dignity and love." These 270 pages of wonderful pictures and stories usher you into a world graced by beautiful birds and will inspire you to understand their lives and wide range of thoughts and emotions.
For inspiring readers' reviews of Supreme Master Qinghai's two books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, please visit Amazon.com. Supreme Master Qinghai's touching books are now available at 400 major bookstores in Formosa or Taiwan and online worldwide at www.kingston.com.tw in Chinese and www.amazon.com in English. Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for the wonderful way that you invite us into the astonishing inner world of our animal co-inhabitants. We thank the heavens for blessing us with their presence and love. This Friday, to celebrate this good news, Supreme Master Television has extended a warm invitation to the author, Supreme Master Qinghai, for a discussion of her best-selling books via a live broadcast on Supreme Master Television's global satellite launch date, Friday, November 16, 2007, at 3 p.m. GMT or 4 p.m. Central European Time. Be sure to tune in for this exciting event. This is a personal message from Supreme Master Qinghai. I would like to thank all involved in making the books be loved by the public. And thank you all wonderful readers for your kind comments on the books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life. May the providence bestow blessing and grace to you all. All the loving animals send you their utmost gratitude and love.
World officials and scientists gather to find remedies for climate change. At Valencia City in Spain, members of the 130-state UN-sponsored Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, are meeting until November 17th, where they are first summarizing the findings of three reports on global warming. Their plan is to provide a condensed summary to policymakers so that countries worldwide can further assist in addressing the causes of climate change. Thank you, IPCC, and all contributors for your affirmative efforts to safeguard the well-being of the Earth and her inhabitants. May the fruits of your meeting be blessed to generate positive action by all.
Flying News. International Monetary Fund to lift Liberia's debt. The International Monetary Fund announced that it would be able to begin the process of waiving all debt for the West African country of Liberia. calling it an historic day for the country. Liberia's Deputy Information Minister Gabriel Williams said, "This enables our country to now move forward and accelerate the pace of reconstruction with the resources that we are going to be able to access as a result of this major development."
In helping low-income countries to manage and absorb effectively new levels of aid.
Thank you, and God bless International Monetary Fund and other sponsoring countries for your generosity in helping Liberia to start anew. May all Liberian people be blessed with love, prosperity, and peace.
Fly-in news. Irish volunteers build homes in South Africa. Thanks to the help of 1,400 Irish volunteers who helped build 200 homes in 1 week, families now have new sturdy homes to move into. Irish millionaire Niall Mellon started this annual building initiative 4 years ago to provide houses for the needy. This year, a volunteer crew of bricklayers, plasterers, and painters flew from Ireland to Cape Town to help build houses in Freedom Park. Thank you, and God bless all the Irish volunteers for your generous and giving hearts. May the residents of Freedom Park be blessed with happiness, security, and comfort in their new homes.
Flying news. Our teacher donates kidney to former student. After many years of no contact with her former student, Colleen Steele in Missouri, USA, decided to knock on 20-year-old Samantha Schnittgook's door on Christmas Day. She discovered that Samantha had been on dialysis for 2 years and was awaiting a kidney donor. After hearing the state of Samantha's health, Mrs. Steele consulted her doctor, who determined she was a perfect match. Mrs. Steele stated, "Everyone asked me why. God was telling me that this is what you need to do." Today, Samantha is recovering well, and she and her mother are grateful for Mrs. Steele's tremendous gift. Thank you, and God bless you, Mrs. Steele, for your courageous and selfless gift of life.
Fly-in news. Al Gore joins Board of Technology venture capital firm. Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers has announced that former U.S. Vice President and environmental advocate Al Gore will be joining its board of directors. The company will also be forming a historic partnership with Al Gore's own investment company, Generation Investment Management. The goals of the alliance are to facilitate the development of green technologies with the greatest potential to reverse climate change. Mr. Gore stated, "We're resolved to help businesses and government leaders accelerate the development of sustainable solutions." Congratulations, Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers, Generation Investment Management, and Mr. Gore on your new partnership. And thank you for combining your resources for the benefit of Mother Earth and her inhabitants.
Buying news. China helping Nigeria to overcome avian flu. The Chinese government made a donation of $568,000 in laboratory equipment for helping address avian flu in Nigeria. Mr. Xu Jianguo, Chinese ambassador to Nigeria, presented the consignment in Abuja and said, "The assistance is a kind of help to our friends." This is a second donation from China to Nigeria and is also meant to help the world in containing avian flu. Thank you, and heaven bless China for your generous and kind-hearted contribution. May the Most High bless the people of Nigeria with good health, prosperity, and happiness.
Fly-in news. Uzbek scientists find way to recover nutritious food byproducts. A team of Uzbekistan researchers have created a method to easily produce a highly nutritious natural food powder out of the vast amounts of unused fruit and vegetable byproducts in food processing plants. Vitamins and other essential nutrients amount to 65% of this biomass, which can now be used to make jams, breads, and other food items. Congratulations, Uzbek scientists, on this innovative solution that benefits humans and the environment. May heaven bless the bright and caring people of Uzbekistan.
Fly-in news. UK House of Parliament to reduce carbon footprint. The United Kingdom members of Parliament are planning to set aside £20 million to invest in environmentally friendly energy sources. Through the use of wind turbines, tidal power and underground boreholes, the Parliament is expected to reduce its own greenhouse gas contributions by one-third. Thank you, UK House of Parliament, for your green initiative. God bless your noble endeavours in protecting our planet.
Lion News. Alsatian dog is UK's animal hero of the year. Deco was rescued from the pound as a baby and returned the favor by rescuing his human companion when a thief entered her house. Deco was named Animal Hero of the Year in the United Kingdom for his actions. According to his mom, Jane Sansom, who is confined to a wheelchair, Deco sensed an intruder in the early morning hours and chased the would-be thief out the window before returning to lie quietly at Jane's side. A big congratulations to Deco on his well-deserved award as Animal Hero of the Year in the UK.
In world news, Russia and Japan eager for harmonious relations. Japanese Foreign Minister Masahiko Kimura and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met for discussions in Tokyo, Japan. Both leaders are enthusiastic about reaching a peaceful resolution concerning four islands located northeast of Japan's Hokkaido Island. More talks between the two countries will be held in Moscow, Russia in December 2007. Thank you, Russia and Japan, for your spirit of harmony. May you be blessed with peaceful and neighborly relations. Coming up on today's noteworthy news, 5,000 volunteers help with Panamanian literacy program. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. Please stay with us here on Supreme Master Television.
Hello, I'm Herman the Horse, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Today's tip is about minimizing the power usage of your computer. You can do this by activating the power management functions on your computer. Support.com will give you free advice as to how to put your computer into a sleeping mode when you're not using it. Thanks for watching, and now let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
Solar news. Solar power flourishes and grows. It is reported that the production and demand for solar panels will double in 2008 and 2009. It has also been predicted that solar power could be the most used power source in the world by the end of the century. Many thanks and God bless all those involved in making zero pollution energy a reality for our beautiful planet.
In education news, Panama conducts literacy program. 600 Panamanians began new jobs and training opportunities after having successfully completed Mollete por Panama, a literacy program taught by 5,000 volunteer teachers. The graduates were given their well-deserved certificates by Panamanian President Martin Torrijos. Thank you and God bless President Martin Torrijos for your commitment to uplifting the lives of your citizens. Heaven bless all Panamanians to live in peace and prosperity. Flower Lady creates 7 new parks. Up next on Noteworthy News. We'll take a moment to thank the Creator for the abundance in our lives. Please keep your dial tuned here on Supreme Master Television.
This Friday, join us for a live broadcast. Supreme Master Television has extended a warm invitation to author Supreme Master Ching Hai for a discussion of her number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life. Broadcast live on Supreme Master Television's global launch date. This Friday, November 16th, 2007 at 3 p.m. GMT and 4 p.m. Central European Time. Be sure to tune in for this exciting event.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In animal welfare news, Formosa or Taiwan and China jointly protect rare bird. Formosa and mainland Chinese conservationists are working together to protect an endangered seabird, the Chinese crested tern. This beautiful bird is white with a black and white crest. Sanctuaries for the bird have been set up on Maatsu, Formosa, with support from conservationists from Tiosan Islands, China. Thank you, Formosa and China, for your cooperative efforts to protect this exquisite bird. May God bless all birds to fly safely and freely in the skies.
In community news, Nyeri Town in Kenya is beautified. Mrs. Elizabeth Waidimu Wamunya, nicknamed Mama Mawa or Flower Lady, has transformed Nyeri into an exciting, colorful town. She has helped turn landfill sites into 7 beautiful public parks, including flower gardens on roadsides. Thank you, Mama Mawa, and God bless you for your initiative in making Nyeri a green paradise.
Please enjoy some laughter with a joke taught by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Doctor Knows Best.
A man goes to the doctor with a strawberry growing out of his head. Can you help me, doc? The doctor said, yeah, I have some cream for you.
And now for our Hearer's Heartline. This Heartline was sent by Bill.
I follow Supreme Master Television on Hot Bird, and it's a day-to-day pleasure to see all this good news about the environment, about each country going together hand in hand, about veganism and vegetarianism. Thanks so much, Supreme Master Television, for helping this world to change.
Hello, Bill. Thanks so much for your supportive feedback. We're fortunate to share many good things happening on this planet with everyone, so that all creatures may live in love, peace, and harmony with the grace of God. May your days be filled with light and joy.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
May God's love and blessings be with you always. See you again soon.